JJ, I wanted to find out, when you entered the portal from Texas, you had a lot of offers to go to other places. Why did you choose Utah?
I really didn't get a visit to Utah, so I really didn't know what it was really about until I actually talked to Ty about it, and he broke it down to me. Once he broke it down to me, explained to me that it's a family and everybody sticks together in this unit. I just fell in love with it then. So from that point on, I was just like, I'm coming to Utah.
JJ, I think a couple of weeks ago you tweeted that you made the best decision to come to Utah. What you know, is it about Utah that you feel like has maybe, I don't know if it's, you know, revitalized you or given you kind of a new sense of hope? What do you feel like is this change has been for you?
Everybody is one. Everybody is a unit and everybody sticks together as one. It's a family here, which is a plus for me. So that's one thing that I love about this program. And it's a NFL-ready program, basically. They get you ready for the NFL, but as a freshman, like, this program is amazing.
Look, this is a new situation for you, new teammates, new quarterback room. Can you maybe describe what the vibe inside the quarterback room is? Because, you know, you're not the only new guy in that room right now.
It's a chill vibe. Like, everybody learning. Everybody's on the same track because Logan is doing an excellent job teaching us the offense and giving us game on how to be successful as quarterbacks. So it's a brotherhood and a family in the quarterback room.
And just to follow that up, I'm curious. I mean, you're a Texas guy. You spent a year at the University of Texas. What's the change been like coming from Texas to Utah, non-football, just in general, trying to get the vibe of Salt Lake City?
Right. Comics is, I can't even explain it. And it's freezing, like, it's snow every other week. I don't understand it, but it's amazing. I love it out here. The viewing of the mountains, I've never seen mountains before, so it's mind blowing.
Yeah, what was your relationship with Ty Jordan, and how have these last few months been since his death?
I've been knowing Ty since we were in eighth grade. I had played against him in spring football. He played for the LA Wild Dogs, and I played for the Dallas Lions. I had first seen him. I was like, bro, he was short and stocky and fast. Like, I have never seen nobody like that. I called him Little Hercules because he was so big and fast. But me and Ty grew a relationship over time. I had took my official to Texas, and he took his. This was back when him and his mama was alive. I got to meet his mama. We had a conversation about him coming to Texas, which he ended up doing. And he told me about why he flipped. You know, which I totally understood. And that's when I seen him out here doing his thing. So I was like cheering him on from the side because, you know, I wasn't playing last year. So I was basically like texting every other game. I see you doing your thing and stuff like that. Yeah, his death was surprising. Like, it caught me off guard. I had actually got woke up on my seat from the news, and that following Monday, we were supposed to work out, basically try to get the feel for each other, because we ain't never been on the same team. We always been competing against each other. But the relationship with me and Todd was actually about to start getting even closer than it was. And that was just another blow to the stomach, because I don't know, it's three people in 1 year last year, so 2020 was a tough year. But yeah, that was my boy. I'm gonna tell you.
Sorry, I know, just to follow up, I know this is obviously hard for you, but how much motivation does that give you? And obviously you've seen this now with the team who played with him, to kind of play this season and dedicate this season to him.
It gave me a lot of motivation because I know that he's not here to do it, so I got to do it for him. And this, like, me, A-Lo, we done talked about it before because A-Lo very close with him too, so Aaron Lowe, we had talked about it before, and we said we gotta do it for the ones that's not here. So we're gonna keep pushing, moving forward, and keep grinding out to the wheels fall off, and just keep them on our mind, keep us trucking.